Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
On Baltimore baseball tonight, he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's Mike Bordick. Mike, first of all, good morning. How you feeling?
Hey, Bob. I'm feeling great, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. Maybe my feet ain't feeling as good as yours, but that's another story for another day. But this Orioles rotation is looking and feeling good. So as we watch them, Mike, over the last 10-plus games, have you noticed anything strategically? I mean, throwing strikes is always better than throwing balls. So attacking the zone has certainly been their friend. But what about, it's like a team-wide. Everybody's hot at the same time. Is there a magic formula that works into all of this?
Well, it could be all kinds of different things, I guess. I mean, it could be the fact that they fired the manager and Mantolino's words are finally starting to kick in, whatever that's supposed to mean. Could be Mabry being in the clubhouse now just to – you know, an added comfort, a guy that's been in the major leagues before, been around, you know, championship teams. I think it's a combination of being so bad for so long, they're finally able to relax and kind of let their natural talents flow. They're not trying as hard. They're not trying to hoist the trophy like they were doing the first 2 months of the season. And just their effort was just so, you know, meaningless. It didn't do anything. They're trying and coming up futile every time. So maybe just relaxing. It's a young team, kind of able to play a little bit better right now. But the rotation has been all in the strike zone. Povich, you know, was really sharp last night. And I think he's going to continue to be kind of that question mark and hope he continues to find, you know, a little bit more consistency because he's had those, you know, those innings. You kind of wonder what the heck is going on. But last night was great. Pitched well inside. The breaking ball was sharp, you know, and I think timing in baseball means a lot too. I mean, coming up against the White Sox, not so good, but you kind of get something going in the right direction. And the Mariners, you know, a couple pitchers that haven't been on top of their games and their offense has been sputtering a little bit. So the Orioles able to get some good pitching and timely hitting and making everybody feel a little bit better this week.
Now, Mike, you've been around the game for a long, long time, and staying with the pitching, and in particular, Tomo Sugano, watching him deal. I mean, it's like it's a master at his craft. He doesn't get these big K numbers, but he gets people out. He keeps the ball down in the zone. When you watch him pitch, what impresses you the most as a guy that's faced Hall of Fame pitchers as a player?
Yeah, just his mix. And you can just tell he's a student of the game. He understands completely and totally what he can do with his repertoire. he's has an understanding just because of the experience. Now he's another, you know, middle-aged, middle 30 pitcher. And, you know, so that means he's got some innings under his belt, even though it's not Major League Baseball experience, it's still high-level experience. And he had great success over in Japan. So, you know, he's executing, and he's known how to execute. And it just kind of goes to prove that if you can locate your fastball, if you can command your off-speed pitches, you know, you're going to have some moderate success. He trusts his defense. I think that's important too. So he's able to get a little bit deeper in games. Strikeout pitchers, sometimes they just use all their bullets up and they can't get even into the, you know, fifth or sixth inning. So I think he's just a great example. And I think he's kind of showing these guys, look what you can do if you just focus a little bit, maybe take a mile or two off so you can get a little bit better command, you know, on your pitches instead of just throwing to the plate and hoping it catches a corner and you're winning by your, you know, margin of error with your fastball. No, you still got to pitch. You still have to locate. I mean, these guys are such good hitters, and he's kind of exposing them right now. And I think it's great that he can be that shining example, not just for the Orioles organization, but all of baseball, you know, because there are a lot of guys that actually know how to pitch, but don't get looked at because their velocity isn't up there.
Mike Bordick joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Mike, of course, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, and he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. Been lamenting a lot when we talk about it together, Mike, on BBT and on this show, Vinny and Haney, about Adley batting this high in the lineup, whether it's second, third, fourth. I mean, never way back. He's kind of busted out a little bit here in the Seattle series, went deep, monster shot last night at that against the M's. We talk about expected stats. I frown upon it. You get it, but you know, you're old school kind of because you play the game. But are these expected stats, and granted, it's just a mini uprising, are they starting to maybe tell a story of what Adley's June and heading into the second half could be all about here?
Well, quite possibly. But I still think, you know, the hit is gold. Yeah, I mean, my gosh. You know what I mean? You can hit line drives all day, but if you get a broken bat single at 74 miles an hour over the second baseman's head, you'll sleep better. Trust me, you will. And I appreciate the process and good at bats and squaring balls up. But hits are the king, getting on base, trying to help your team win. I mean, we've seen a number of, you know, helmets being thrown already. So, you know, I think, you know, Adley, golly, he's just been such a head scratcher. And it's nice to see him kind of find himself here recently, coming up with some hits and actually feel like he's contributing a little bit more. I mean, he played a well-rounded game, great tag last night, a huge home run. So that kind of stuff adds up for a player. You know, we've said, Bob, time and time again, this big league game, it is so mental. Occasionally there can be some mechanical flaws that I think can be addressed pretty easily now with all the Hawkeye, but it's what's going on between your ears on a nightly basis. And if you're not focused wholeheartedly on the game or the task at hand or executing a pitch or, you know, the one-on-one competition with the pitcher, you know, you're going to have some troubles having success. So hopefully, you know, after the course of these failures here, the first couple months, things start falling into place and this team starts focusing, and Adley especially, so he can become a better contributor. But yeah, maybe the expected numbers are starting to show for him. You know, it all comes out, right? The cream typically rises to the top in this great game of baseball. But Adley's got a lot to prove because, you know, he's been on an extended slump. The expected batting average for, you know, over 130 games now, you know, wasn't too good. So these numbers keep piling up. They'll keep coming up with ways to make guys, you know, sound good and look good, I guess, comes from the true production that happens on the field. And recently Adley's been producing.
Hey, Bordy, fundamentally defensively, what are you seeing? It looks like Gunner's planting his feet a little bit more. He's not running, making throws. And then Holiday's progression at second base, fundamentally, what do you see with those two guys defensively, fundamentally?
Yeah, you know, I think this is just going to be a work in progress for both of these young infielders. I think Gunner is really trying hard to slow the game down defensively, staying back on balls, just getting a little bit longer arm swing at times, but trying to stay in rhythm. So he's in between. He's definitely getting better. I think the fact that he can kind of exaggerate on that slower end is really beneficial to help him truly understand what he can and can't do out there, because he's got an exceptional arm. He's got exceptional range. And once he starts really locking into that, oh my gosh, he could be just, we already know he's a tremendous player, tremendous athlete. But man, if he could really hone down that shortstop position, this could be, you know, Cal Ripken-like, really. Just a great big man in the middle of the infield that can mash and play great defense. So I'm excited how he's going. And Jackson Holliday, just every game he's out there, he's going to get better. Even if he fails one night, it's just going to help him get better. You know, there was a little bit of an in-between ball the other night that he possibly could have gotten in front of. Yeah, that little backhand that went between his legs. And it's those kind of things that he'll get smoother on that. His angles, his pursuit angles to the ball will get better. His understanding of just the speed of the runner and what he has to do to really take care of the baseball correctly. And I just think, he's like the rest of them, man. They want to get better. They want to work and learn. And that's why, you know, I think they will. So I enjoy watching them do it. It's unfortunate that, and we've said this before, that a lot of this player development is happening right here in the big leagues. It's fun to watch these guys, and we got the best young players, I think, in the game, but they're just learning at the major league level. So it's going to take, obviously, some big veteran guys to step up. And O'Hearn certainly has done that, and Urias as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
He's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Hey, Mike, real quick. I know we're pressed for time. Two real quick things for you. Caller said, would Mike Bordick be interested in Oriole's manager job? But I can't speak for
you. Oh, absolutely.
There's one, yes. And how about that podcast of yours with a certain guy, a little smallish side, who seems to stick his face in TV cameras whenever he gets an opportunity.
Oh, my gosh, Gary Coleman. Did you see him there at the Preakness?
Dude, he got more FaceTime than the jockey dick.
I know. But, he's a tremendous pro. He does
what he can
to get his face and his voice out there, and I certainly respect him for that. We had Eric DaCosta on this week.
I listened.
It was a great interview, and I really... Boy, I admire that guy, what he's done with that organization, just the true continuity, right, of great organizations. And I think the Ravens are a gold standard that every organization should really somehow try to emulate. And DaCosta's right there leading the way.
Mike Bordick, always appreciate the time. Bordy, I'll see you down at Pickles next week, weather permitting, of course.
All right, man. See you, Vinny.
Thanks, Bordick. Yep.
There's Mike Bordick, everyone. We'll come back reset for you. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Speaking of that podcast, we're going to hear from Eric DaCosta when we get there. Vinny's going to be heading out to one winning drive. We got buy or sell. Where's the late week money? Counting that hopefully at 12:15. And the Wizard, Walt Williams, will preview the NBA Finals with him. Game one tonight at 8:30.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.